Hi everyone, this is Mice Play Tonight. I'm taking another crack at one of these questionnaires. I think they're really fun. So I guess a little bit about my day so far. I'm just waking up, I'm having a cup of coffee, I'm sitting on my couch with my windows open. There's a nice like summer breeze coming in. You might hear my neighbor's dog, because he likes to be recorded too. We all like a little attention. You might also hear me slurping on my coffee. I'll try not to make it sound too gross. So I'm doing this questionnaire that was posted about a year ago by a user called Little Mako, or Mako maybe. It's called the Nice to Meet You Questionnaire. Introductions for the new and old. And I just love that you guys do these questionnaires. I don't know, it makes me feel a little bit, I don't know, vain or something, but I like to talk in general, and my favorite subject I'm learning might be myself. So I hope that's not a major turnoff for anybody, but, you know, talk about what you know, right? So I love going through and finding these old questionnaires and reading what other people wrote or listening to their voices, and it's just a really fun community to listen and share and learn. And so anyway, so that's what I'm doing today. So this is a really interesting one, so let's get started. My number one says, please introduce yourself, your username, and the name you'd like to go by. So my username is Mice Play Tonight, which came from, well, let's see, I definitely got, like, myriad Reddit accounts. I don't use them for voting manipulation, but, I just kind of use them for different reasons, right? So I had an account for, kind of wanting to meet like pen pals, like romantic or sexy, or just wanting to talk, you know, write back and forth with people. And I just really wasn't, it really wasn't what I was wanting. It was really tedious, and it just kind of went on and on forever. And then I just would get bored with, you know, whoever, and then I'd feel bad, and I have to like break up with this internet stranger. And so that wasn't working, and I was kind of frustrated with some real life situations. And one night I felt like I was out with friends, and I wasn't seeing what I wanted, I guess, in the real world. And I was looking really cute, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go home. And like, I left early. I like bounced out of the bar scene early and came home and like got in the cutest outfit, like my sexy outfit, which for me is this like oversized sweater basically, and undies and thigh high socks. And I'm just gonna take pictures. I feel really cute and I feel really sexy. I'm having a glass of wine, and I just want to take some photos, and I want to share them online. And I don't know. I know that always feels like it's about seeking attention. And I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with that. But it was part that, but part, I don't know, liberation, I guess. Like wanting to feel in control. And so anyway, the cat was away. So I decided to name my account Mice Will, or something along the lines of Mice Will Play. And Mice Play Tonight was available. So I took those pictures. They've since been removed because I got a little paranoid. And which, by the way, I've seen some people post pictures just straight to their account without like a subreddit. Please like let me know how you do that. I use Reddit Sync Pro. I can use my computer if you can tell me how to do that, because I've thought about posting pictures along with my audios before. But anyway, that's where my name came from. And I like when people call me Mice. I know that somebody pointed out that it's grammatically incorrect. It isn't, and it's uncomfortable for grammar police, which I get because I'm grammar police myself. If it wasn't my own name, I would get it. So I don't know. You can call me Hey You or Mouse or Farm Boy. I don't care. But I like when people call me Mice. I think it's cute. So, number two says, are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? I've been a performer, like, my whole life. I would, like, put on goofy plays. I was, like, a clown when I was a kid, and I would, like, make my mom and her friends, like, laugh and laugh and laugh, and it was very Benny Hill, Three Stooges, like, me and my stuffed animals being goofy, goofy, and I was so excited to get into older grades where I could apply or audition for shows and plays and musicals, and so I did that all through high school and a little bit at a community college that I went to for a while, and then I did some community theater. I sing, dance, act. I'm a triple threat, but I haven't, it's always just kind of been for fun. It's not something that I ever pursued professionally. Or even like in college, I didn't like include that in any of the classes that I took. It was always just a fun kind of outlet for me. I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee here. I feel like I'm on Letterman. But it is just super fun. It's like a good outlet for me. I like memorizing lines. I like practicing saying things in an organistic way. I like being around other talented people. I mean, people who, like, blow me out of the water. I like being in awe of other people around me. And so performing is a good opportunity for that. So, and oh my gosh, if I were to do acting professionally, I would love to be a voice performer. So this is why the GWA backstage is so fun for me, because if I could do, like, voices in cartoons or even, like, in commercials. Like, if I remember when I was a kid watching Disney commercials and practicing the, like, you're watching Disney, you know, up next, Lizzie McGuire. Like, it was just so fun, and I'm really good at peppy customer service voice. I love it. I have to change my outgoing voicemail, like, every couple months, because of work changes, and I like write a script and I practice it and I read it in front of the mirror. It's really fun. So I would consider myself a performer, less of a writer, although I could be. I think I just feel more comfortable reading other people's stuff. Number three is my favorite musical genre, which is such a like dating app question. I guess I'm so... This is, like, something I'm ashamed of a little bit, but I'm not really, like, a music person. I'm using air quotes here. I love music, but I'm not somebody who's, like, music is life. You know, I don't need to, like, go to shows and, like, bleed my heart out, and I have nothing against people. You know, I'm not making fun of those kinds of people. I really admire people who can throw their soul into something, in some kind of artistry like that, and really find connections and find an outlet there. I'm not one of those people. I am definitely like a pop top 40 person. Like, if I'm in the shower getting ready, I'm listening to like Katy Perry and Ariana Grande and Lizzo and Selena Gomez. I don't know, just like a bunch of, you know, that kind of stuff that's on the radio. And I, at the same time, will advocate that this is considered real music. I poo-poo anybody who is going to get snobby and geeky about how they're not real performers or whatever, because they work hard too. Maybe not just as artistic as other acts. But I also super love, like, disco and classic rock, and I'm pretty open-minded. I tend to listen to other people's music. So I hear a lot of stuff that I love that way. It's pretty rare that I don't like a genre. I'm not a huge fan of like super metal-y, screamo stuff. But other than that, I like country, I like oldies, I like new stuff. I can pretty much dance to anything, so I can't really answer that question efficiently, despite having spent a minute and a half on it. Number four, what is your current favorite kink or fetish? What do you find sexy? It can be specific or as vague as you wish. Well, I like how it says current, like it just changes. I'm gonna take another sip of my coffee. You might also hear sounds outside of my window, like buses passing by and stuff. I live on kind of a busy area. But my current favorite kink fetish, I think right now, honestly, I've been dirtier. Right now I feel like I'm missing like a connection. I'm missing like passion, and I think I was telling somebody this recently that like the top two things that I'm thinking of right now when I'm partaking in alone time is either like waking up like romantic, sensual, mouths all over each other, you know, slow boning, or like coming home from a party a little drunk, like ripping each other's clothes off in the hallway, frantic, desperate, like I've been thinking about you all night, fucking in the hallway or on the floor. So either way, it's definitely just like passion and romance and like wanting to be closer to somebody, I guess. That's kind of hard to find. I don't know how many of you are dating or attached or whatever. I don't want to shed too much light on my situation, but I definitely am missing that closeness right now. So, which is a lot of what brings me here. I feel closer to you guys. Number five, kink fetish that you'd like to learn more about. So I've had, like I said, I've been dirtier. I've had naughtier fantasies. Probably one of my go-tos, especially when I was younger, I think when I was like, you know, blossoming and kind of discovering my naughtier side. I thought a lot about group sex, particularly like me focused. Like, picture this, like me like blindfolded, maybe tied up. I don't know. I don't like to make the decisions, I guess. I don't know. And just like an unknown amount of hands and mouths like everywhere. And like not letting me orgasm necessarily, like building me up and teasing and kind of working together to just drive me crazy and have me like begging and wondering when and who and how. So it's a little bit of like, I think in the porn world they call that like femme worship or something. So I don't know, that sounds good to me. So I'd like to learn more about how people do that, or I guess, you know, what I like to learn more about is going to like a club. I've had a couple of opportunities to be, I know that as a woman I can kind of go into a sex club anytime I want, but I've passed up a couple of opportunities regretfully to be someone's guest and to kind of be like, look, I'm not playing myself down. I know I value myself a lot, but I like the idea of being somebody's arm candy, kind of being shared, I guess. So, I'd like to learn more about that and how that works and how to do that without, because I like that, but I don't like degradation. I don't like slut and whore. I don't like cum dumpster. I don't like any of that. So I would like to learn more about people who have those kinds of being used kind of fetishes, but while still being like human and worthy and
That kind of thing. So
I'm sure it exists.
Number 6, biggest pet peeves. Here's another one of those like dating app questions, because this always makes you feel like a bitch. Like, no matter how you answer this, someone's going to be like, oh, okay. So I usually say that I'm grammar police. I like to speak well. I like to write correctly. I like to, you know, get my to's and my yours in order. And more than anything, as I've gotten older, like, I don't really correct people anymore unless I feel like it's something that they like, oh, like, you honestly don't know this, like, you should know this because you're an adult and you're looking for jobs. You know, usually I'll correct somebody if I feel like they would be open to receiving some constructive criticism. But I guess that's probably my biggest pet peeve. No, it's broader than that. My biggest pet peeve is just people who don't care about their surroundings or other people who just kind of like barge through the world and don't really think about how their actions affect other people. I spend a lot of time playing like chess. But you know, if I say this, if I react this way to this person, how's that gonna affect them? And you know, where's my boundary? And is this going to affect my relationship with somebody else? And you know, I probably to the point where I overthink it. So I work on a balance there. So it just drives me crazy when I'm like working on my boundaries and thinking of other people, and other people don't have to think about any of that. They just like don't care, and they just don't notice their surroundings. They don't notice that. I don't know, even as simple as like putting dishes away in the wrong spot. Like if instinct told you where to go to find a glass for water, then instinct, you can use that same instinct to put the glass in the same place. I don't know. It's just thinking about what your body's doing and the words that you're saying, and how you're gonna cause more work or stress or strife for somebody else. I think the world would just be a way better and more organized and more efficient place if we all kind of took a second to think and grow and learn at every opportunity. So people who can't do that would be a pet peeve that I would bring to the shop. That's probably the pet that I would bring to the adoption agency. Okay. A little paranoid that me drinking coffee sounds really gross on my mic right now. Probably does. Number 7, favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? I just love variety, man. I love people in all their shapes and forms. As far as like being attracted to somebody's voice, definitely like a lower pitch, kind of gruff voice on a man. Women, I don't think I care. I think they just like women kind of just sound good all the time, am I right? But yeah, like a man, like definitely kind of like a, like accents. So like most American women, I like, you know, British, Scottish, Irish, or Australian accents. But really, I just am fascinated with the way that people talk. So from anywhere in the world, I just love to hear voices. But I do like a lower pitched voice. My favorite celebrity voices, though, I mean, immediately comes to mind are like voice actors, like Judy Greer, or of course I'm immediately forgetting his name. The guy from Bob's Burgers and Archer. Oh my god, it's like a bunch of first names. I can't remember his name, of course, but I just like people who, it's hard to get across humor sometimes when it's just the voice. You know, there's no facial expressions or no mannerisms, so I just really, really admire people with fun voices. I want to say her name is Tara Strong, and she has done voices for like a lot of my life, I feel like maybe she's imitating somebody from my childhood, but she does like in My Little Pony and a lot of Cartoon Network stuff. She just has a very iconic voice. You would super recognize her if you look her up, and she's got the cutest, she's very talented, cutest, like, funnest voice, and she just does a really good job. So, favorite celebrity voice, though, I'm trying to think. I listen to a lot of books on tape, which are now called audiobooks. I feel like I'm, like, dating myself by saying books on tape, but I listen to audiobooks, and last summer I listened to Pet Sematary by Stephen King, and it was narrated by Michael C. Hall, and he did, like, all the voices and stuff, and he blew my mind. And then when I watched the movie recently, the film, I couldn't stop thinking about, I was like, that's not Judd, that's not Lewis, because I just kept imagining Michael C. Hall in, like, a wig playing the wife and doing all the different roles. I know, I have a lot of appreciation for the craft, so I could probably go on about this for a while. I won't, though. Number 8, what ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. And also, how do you prefer your ice cream? Like, in real life, I imagine they're saying. So that's an easier question for me. I go chocolate. I like chocolate. I like Rocky Road. I like toppings, but not a lot of toppings. Like, I don't like when it's just, like, nuts with ice cream. Oh, I also don't eat, like, ice cream. I like rice or almond or coconut-based ice cream. Probably coconut would be the best. The regular ice cream I never liked. It kind of leaves a film in my mouth, which is gross. So I would say, like, dark chocolate Luna and Larry's coconut ice cream would be my favorite, with maybe, I don't know, lately I've been doing, like, granola or bananas, or, yeah, Rocky Road, which is just marshmallow and almonds, I think. So that's good. And I never have it this way. It's usually in a little bowl if I'm gonna eat ice cream. But if I were to pick, like, a giant waffle cone would definitely be my favorite way to serve it up. You can eat the dish, that's amazing. And then nothing to wash. You know, it's amazing. But if I were to talk about my sexual preference, what it would be, it would probably be vanilla to begin with. I'm open-minded, but all things considered, I think my preferences are generally pretty vanilla. But it would have nuts in it. It'd be nutty, and maybe some chocolate, maybe like a chocolate ripple. Like, every now and then it's less vanilla for sure, but it's got a solid vanilla base. And my sexual preferences would also be in a waffle cone. I don't really know what symbolism is there, but just for the sake of consistency, I guess. Number 9, what are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, way you thinking it makes you make you? That's really hard because I would have to go off of what other people have told me, that I use my hands a lot. I'm only a small fraction of my heritage is Italian, but you wouldn't know it based on the way I use my hands. So I'm constantly using my hands to demonstrate a point. Excuse me. I say like and a lot. A lot of people think I'm from California when they hear my voice. I'm not, but I would fit in there. Lots of likes and ums, and I don't know, you tell me, you know better. I'm doing this thing a lot that so I think at some point I took that on to maybe sound more thoughtful, intelligent, although I think it might come from probably being like a stoner. It probably comes more from, like, losing my train of thought within, like, the first two words of the sentence. So, I don't know if I'm like, at this point, I'm covering my mouth up when I'm talking. I'm learning so much about myself, but I feel a little bit under the lens right now, so now I'm covering my mouth. I'm having to stop myself from using my fingers to touch my lips while I'm talking, so I wonder how often that happens. Now I'm spiraling. I'm tilted because I'm falling more and more into this trap. I also tend to end questions. I think I end, this is a Valley Girl thing. This is why people think I'm from California, but I tend to end sentences with a question. So that happens a lot. And I see a lot of, you know what I mean? Do you know? And somebody pointed out recently that I tend to reflect body language of people I'm listening to, which when they told me about it, they said it in a really appreciative way, that it makes you feel good. It makes, you know, people who are talking with me feel good and kind of validated in a kind of primal way, I guess. So that's something I do as well, I tend to mirror what other people are doing with their bodies when I'm listening. Number 10, the final question, is what do you hope to get out of GWA and GWAB? I don't know. You know, I'm thinking about that every time I post. I wanna deny that it's like an attention thing. I wanna say that it's not about waking up and having messages telling me that I'm sexy, or, you know, that somebody came to my voice or whatever, but, I mean, of course that's part of it. It feels somehow more pure. It feels somehow, you know, than like dating or flirting. It feels somehow like you would think that in posting what I'm posting, you would think that I would get like nonstop dick pics or like nonstop, how do you say it? I don't know, like people sending me nasty stuff, and people do, but it's just more respectful and more wholesome than one might expect. So it just feels like, I don't know, I think maybe part of it is, you know, not having photos attached, so I just get to be this abstract voice, this idea, and that's at least for GWA, because I get to just be like a fantasy, right, which is fun, and you and listeners can put me in whatever body or whatever situation, whatever furniture, whatever they want, and then that makes GWAB its own fun thing, because then it's similar, you know, you're imagining my body, you're imagining my, where I'm sitting and what I'm doing, but you're also hearing me talk incessantly about myself, so it's not just, you're not just hearing moans and naughty words, you're hearing me. So I've always been a sharer. I've never been a shy person, so it's just fun to share this way. It's different from anything else I've ever experienced, and it feels safe. It's not like going to bars, or even, you know, I've considered doing like stand-up before. It's different from any other kind of performing, and I definitely feel like I get to be more raw, more bare, more me than even with my closest friends. So I think a lot of it is just the sharing aspect and feeling like you don't know me. What I tell you has no bearing on how you see me or how you treat me. And yet I choose to tell the whole truth. I could lie, I could create a fantasy person, and instead I'm compelled to tell you things I've never told anybody. So it's really thrilling. It's a really fun and unique community. Both subreddits, have their own perks in a really similar way. So. So thanks for listening, and thanks for caring, and thanks for posting, thanks for sharing yourself in what is a surprisingly vulnerable position. So thanks for all you guys do, thanks for creating this community for people like me to find and get what they need out of it. whatever that may be. I hope this has been at least a little bit entertaining. I'm seeing now that I've reached about half an hour. I sure can talk. So thanks for listening again. I hope everybody has a happy Friday, and yeah, happy listening.